So a few announcements before the homily. First, a reminder that right after Mass, I and the server will go to the statue of St. Faustina for our weekly Divine Mercy Chaplet for all of our beloved dead. I hope that you can stay and join in that prayer with us. I'm going to ask that you please stay in your pews and join with us spiritually as we offer these prayers for our beloved dead. Also, as I've been getting some feedback in terms of confession times, I realize that a lot of people are asking for confessions after Mass. I had confessions before Mass, and people are saying, can you offer confessions after Mass? I thought, okay. Didn't realize that was such a pressing need. So what we'll do starting next week on Monday is after each of the devotions, so Monday we had the Divine Mercy Chaplet. Monday we had the Miraculous Medal Novena. On Monday, after the Novena, I'll just go to the confessional, and confessions will be available till 1:30. And we're going to do that Monday through Thursday. So every day after the devotional, confessions will be available until 1:30. I think we got the afternoon covered, right? I'm still asking for feedback for the evenings or early mornings. So when do you need confessions to be available? I'm very happy to announce that every opportunity of confession has been used. Now that's one sense hard because I'm not getting a lot of spiritual reading done, right? That's okay. A lot of people are coming to confession. So we're going to keep offering these confession times. That's our next step. Every afternoon until 1:30 after the afternoon devotion. And then we're going to do that and we'll see what we're going to add after that. We are truly becoming an oasis of mercy here at Our Lady of Grace, right? And afterwards, I'm very much looking forward to adding additional services. So we're looking at maybe bringing in a Christian therapist who will be available. We're looking at bringing in a spiritual director who will be available. So I really want our parish to be a field hospital of mercy. I welcome any additional thoughts or ideas. What more can we do in order to help the children of God to know of the mercy of God? That's what we want to do. So please reach out to me and let me know your ideas. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. So today we celebrate the feast of St. Lauren of Brindisi. And he was one of those rare individuals who was just naturally intelligent. We would have historically said a Renaissance man, now we would say a genius. He could pick up languages as most of us picked up books. In fact, we are told that his Hebrew was so perfect that when he sought to convert the Jews, the rabbis thought that he was a Jewish convert to Christianity because his Hebrew was flawless and without accent. Of course, he was not a Jewish convert. He had just picked up the Hebrew language. That's how skilled and talented he was. Imagine what someone with that level of intelligence and ability and creativity, imagine what they could have accomplished, what they could have received or earned or taken from the world. And yet, what do we see with St. Lawrence? He gave it all to the gospel. Everything he had, he gave for the kingdom of God. He poured himself out in selfless service. Every time he thought he'd get a little break, the Pope called him back to service. Go on this diplomatic mission, resolve this war, work out this treaty. He was a churchman, but very much a diplomat. He was respected because of his virtue. He was liked because of his linguistic ability. He could speak to anyone, and they felt that they had been listened to. Because of that, he was able to do great work for the church. When the Protestant Reformation began, he again came to the defense of the church. He died shortly into the Reformation, so was not able to do much. In fact, some historians argue, what would have happened, what might have been different if St. Lawrence of Brindisi had lived longer? Because he was just eloquent, well-spoken, and no one could compete with him in terms of his intelligence. I think it's a good example for us. What abilities do we have? What talents has God given to us? I know right now the parish is very much benefiting from amazing Christians who've been blessed with skills in terms of being electricians and plumbers and landscape architects and so on. Amazing abilities, the way some people can think, right? Like, how do they think like that? Have a completely different way of viewing things and understanding things, and they're putting it in service to our parish, and we're benefiting from that. And of course, we see so many people giving those abilities and talents for the sake of the gospel. You know, dear friends, we forget that our tithe is 10% of our treasure. We talk about that a lot. 10% of our time, we should talk more about that. But we rarely talk about 10% of our talent. We can forget that that's also part of our tithe. So if you're a doctor, 10% of your practice should be pro bono. If you're a dentist, 10% should be pro bono. If you're a mechanic, 10% should be pro bono. A tithe of your talent is to be given to God. Lawrence of Medici, is an example for us. He gave all that he had, and he was in total service to the church. The baptized, what are you being asked to give? What talents have you been holding on to? Say, no, I'm not going to do that. No, I'm tired. Let someone else do it. I've given too much. Oh, what is God asking of you? What more can you give? And how is God seeking to use you as an instrument in order to bring other people back to him? Lawrence could hear people and understand exactly what they were saying, almost as if he could read hearts and knew what they needed to hear. What do the people in our life need to hear? Maybe they've gotten enough judgment, and maybe they need some words of compassion. Maybe they've been shown enough impatience, and they need some kindness. What do the people around us need to hear? And let our hearts answer that question, and then let our wills bring it to completion. We turn to St. Lawrence today. We ask for his intercession, that whatever talents or abilities God has given to us, we will use them for the sake of the gospel, and that all those around us we will approach with compassion, trying to understand where they are, and then lead them to where they need to be. We ask for his intercession, as we ask for the grace of this Holy Communion, which you receive today, to give us the strength to imitate him, to be more like St. Lawrence and all the Holy Ones.